The association reports that overall second quarter sales tax revenue numbers increased across New York, but it also finds that on average, the percentage of growth per county in the second quarter compared to last year was 1.6%. The average growth per county for the first 6 months of 2013 was about 1.8%. The association also says 80% of the sales tax increase is coming from the four counties most impacted by Hurricane Sandy, concluding that the increases are driven by spending on recovery. The association further reports that 20 counties saw negative sales tax growth in the second quarter of 2013 compared to 2012. The New York State Association of Counties Executive Director Stephen Aquario.
Since this great recession that hit New York State, the concern remains that the average growth is about half of what it was for the past 20-year period. So is slow growth in this New York economy the new normal as the economy continues to reset itself?
Collection of sales tax revenues varies from county to county. Steuben County Administrator Mark Alger, president-elect of the association, says his county has seen a 3 to 3.5% decline this year over last year. He calls that a reflection of the economy across New York's southern tier.
One of the things that is certainly impacting it is just the overall economic climate for the state. New York is notorious for its high taxes and unionized labor, and I think that's a reflection of the fact that you have companies that are reluctant to add jobs. That doesn't mean that the economy is generally overall negative. We've seen quite a bit of growth in selected sectors of the economy in the southern tier. For example, tourism is always a strong economic component and really does buoy our sales tax collections here, but generally, manufacturing is on the decline in the southern tier, and we really need to do as much as we can to bolster that across the whole region.
Warren County saw an increase in sales tax revenues in the first quarter of this year of about 7.5%. The second quarter was down 0.6% due to adjustments in prior filings, according to Supervisor Fred Monroe. He expects strong revenues to continue due to strong tourism spending in Lake George.
I think it was a little surprising that the trend that we hoped was starting in the first quarter didn't continue into the second quarter. But just looking at the activity around the county in July so far, it looks like it's going to be strong. So personally, I'm not too concerned about it.
The New York State Department of Taxation and Finance monthly comparison of net collections shows the state sales tax up 8.5% this June over last June, and local sales taxes up 7.4%. Fiscal Policy Institute Executive Director Frank Morrow says the counties are indicating a need for watchful waiting.
Statewide, sales tax growth is strong for the state as a whole. For the first 3 months of the fiscal year, which is the second quarter of the calendar year, sales tax revenue statewide was up 6%, local up 5.9%. But there's both bright spots, and the New York State Association of Counties is raising a concern about the evenness of the strength across the state, the evenness of the recovery.
Economist Hugh Johnson says consumer spending picked up a bit in the first quarter and then receded some in the second quarter.
So to see a slowdown in sales tax receipts certainly is not a surprise. It's troubling. Sure, it's troubling. Sure, it puts pressure on policymakers at the local level. But I think although it's troubling, it's certainly not surprising, and it's very consistent with the numbers we see on a national level.
Counties project their sales tax revenue as they develop their annual budgets. If revenues do not meet projections, officials may have to consider mid-year cuts. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.